Before we go this morning, tell you something that's happening on the weekend. 400 crews from over 100 surf lifesaving clubs around Australia are going to head this weekend to Stockton Beach. That's just north of Newcastle. The best crews from each state will vie for supremacy in a state versus state series of races. This whole event is sponsored by the Royal Australian Navy. And from the sands of Stockton Beach, we're joined now by Commodore David Letts. Commodore, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Commodore, why is the Navy sponsoring a surf life-saving surf boat event?
Fran, we started this about 5 years ago. It was a means of the Navy getting out amongst the community around Australia, in every state and territory almost. A bit hard in Canberra, of course, but although there is a crew from Canberra that goes and rows from Maruya, the Maruya Vikings. But it's a way for us to get our people out and about. We've got a team up here at Stockton over the weekend, and the racing has already started this morning at 7:30. So we can get out and talk to the Australian community about what we do, because ordinarily when we are out doing our thing, of course, we're away from Australia and offshore in those areas that we routinely patrol.
For those of us who haven't seen a surf boat race, what is it?
Well, it's a crew of four rowers and the sweep. They start on the beach and they go out about 400 metres or so, round trip back in 400 metres, and the spectacular part is usually at the end as they're coming in through the breakers and obviously trying to win their race. But it's a combination of strength and tactics, that's for sure.
Have you done it? Have you had a go?
I've not done it. When I was at the Naval College many years ago, we had a very old surf boat that we'd go and row around Jervis Bay a little bit, but certainly not the way these people do. Although it's men and women, young and old. There are juniors and there are masters. The masters started off this morning, so it's certainly a sport for all.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. You're talking about a very old boat. You've got some very old competitors. Don Alexander is 72 years old. He's part of this.
Better known as Bristles, he is, and he's from South Australia, and yeah, Don, his age is not unusual for competitors in the Masters, but yeah, as I've indicated, you know, people from males, females, young and old, it really is a sport for everyone, and here at Stockton, it's a beautiful day, and the weekend will hopefully continue like this as well.
And it's a great chance for our lifesavers just to have a sort of an international hit out and event. They do such great work. Is this a public event?
Absolutely. And that is the point too, that all the members of the surf boat rowing crews are all lifesavers. And that's one of the reasons that Navy is so happy with our relationship with the Australian Surf Rowers League. These people all patrol beaches. They all keep their regular life-saving duties, as well as indulging in the sport of surf boat rowing and racing. So it really is it's a great connection for us, for the Navy, to have our association with the surf rowers and surf lifesavers through that.
Must be a great spectacle. I hope the weather is good and the waves are great. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Commodore David Letts, and for those of you who are keen to see some surf boat action, it does sound quite spectacular. A couple of thousands of surf lifesavers and others there taking part in this competition. If you're anywhere near Stockton Beach, just north of Newcastle, drop in for the Navy Australian Open.